Everything seems to be revolving around U.S. politics today. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Between the presidential race and the open U.S. Supreme Court seat, there's a lot at stake. What it boils down to? Legacy and fruit. Unless you're living under a rock, you know that presidential primaries are fast approaching, and a group of more than 100 Christian leaders are banding together to ask strong questions of each candidate. Ronnie Rock tracked down this story with Food for the Hungry.
The topic at hand is poverty and food insecurity. Lucas Coach of Food for the Hungry says the Circle of Protection's name is more than mere words. It's a commitment to the vulnerable.
These folks don't have lobbyists. They're certainly not a special interest group, but they're a vast swath of our globe. Over 48 million U.S. citizens are considered food insecure at some point throughout the year. Internationally, there's over 795 million.
Food for the Hungry is offering a downloadable guide filled with 10 ways to effectively pray for local and national leaders. At Circle of Protection, Protection.us, you'll find videos from 11 presidential hopefuls, each sharing their plans for poverty reduction. Ronnie Rock for Mission Network News.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia's death ignited a political firestorm. Everybody wants a say in who replaces him, how that happens, and when. He was known for decisions based on Judeo-Christian values and was outspoken about his beliefs. Keys for Kids Executive Director Greg Yoder offers 2 points to ponder.
God has appointed everyone in leadership to be an authority over us. I mean, he is the one that controls that. And so we have to rest on that. But secondly, I think we have to also be reminded of the fact that we need to be raising our kids with a foundation because they're our future leaders.
How? Start early and do it together. Keys for Kids offers a daily devotional for families.
We really need to be thinking about this worldview culture and how small this world is and how we can actually reach the world with the gospel through these stories. And again, provide that foundation, that hiding God's word in the hearts of young people. So as they do become leaders in the world, they have a basis on which they make decisions.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Persecution isn't dangerous for just the physical body. It's dangerous for the soul, too. In China, Christians who secretly talk to a global advance worker recently faced retaliation from the government. For this group of Christians, it meant spiritual war fueled by fear against new believers. So if you would you pray for new believers everywhere? Pray for their perseverance in Christ. And pray that fear would not keep them from being a part of God's kingdom. Keep listening to learn more. Thankfully, Turkey's perception of Christians is a little different than it used to be. Recently, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, had reason to celebrate. For 1 year, it's been broadcasting the gospel over Turkey's national satellite. Now, over 50 million people are watching, and Sat7 plans to increase both its quality and quantity of the programming. But to do this, they need your help, and everybody doing just a little bit, you'd be surprised at what God can do with it. Turkey isn't the only nation where the gospel is spreading, though. China is becoming one of the world's most Christian nations, and a lot of things goes towards organizations like Bibles for China. It's coming alongside local churches to help them distribute Bibles. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein.
Constantly we hear them say to us, this Bible will touch a generation for Christ because it'll be shared with family and their families. And so we feel sowing God's word in the interior part of China opens up a great opportunity for God to move.
Right now, on an upcoming mission trip, Bibles for China has a few new ideas in mind to help the gospel grow.
We are staying 1 day longer with a pastor that is prepared and equipped. We have PowerPoint presentations that they work from. The pastor is spending a day of just giving leadership principles from God's word.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. What does it mean to be a child of God? How does that impact everyday life? How can we view ourselves differently? Well, Set Free Ministries is offering the booklet, Who I Am in Christ, as a resource to help you better understand your identity. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.